Christmas is coming. It's a couple weeks away as I'm recording this, and I want you to think back. And if you don't celebrate Christmas, maybe you have another point of reference, maybe your birthday, maybe another holiday, but I want you to think back to what that Christmas morning experience is like. And maybe this is like the scene from movies too, right? So you wake up, you're a kid on Christmas morning, you wake up and you come out to the tree. And there's just piles of presents, and there's so much excitement there about all the little things, all the stuff that's under the tree, and you can't wait to dig in and dive in and open up and get that experience of figuring out what's in everything. And in a way, when people are buying things of any kind, any time of year, for any reason, they're also trying to buy a feeling that's kind of like Christmas morning. You buy that feeling, and yeah, there's a problem solution component, and I've talked often about how good problem or good products, good offers are a solution to someone's problem, and that's why they're buying it, right? But even within that, they're buying a feeling of confidence, a feeling of status, a feeling of excitement, a feeling of positivity, of like getting in there and getting into the product. Right? Getting into whatever it is that they've bought. And they want all of those positive feelings to be as big as possible. And they're going to feel excited as a customer if all of those positive feelings are as big as possible. And that brings me to the topic of today's episode, which is a little secret I picked up, maybe a not so secret secret I picked up from Dan Kennedy. Around designing irresistible offers for your sales and marketing. And the secret, the name of it is Thud Factor, and maybe you have an idea of what that means. We'll get into it in today's episode. I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets, and let's dive in. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. So, thud factor, what is it? Well, okay, so what I want you to do is I want you to think about like information products that you buy, because Dan Kennedy kind of came up in the information business. So we're going to use this as a point of reference. And you could buy all of, actually, here's a great example. The IT training company that I used to work for, the guy wanted efficient packaging for his information products. And so he would use video compression technology and DVD-ROM discs or CD-ROM discs, and he would take what was like 12 hours of training and put it onto a single DVD, right? 12 hours of training on a single DVD that would arrive in a FedEx package in a single DVD case. And it would show up, and you've just spent, I don't know, you've just spent $200-$300 on this training, and you know you're getting a lot of training. And when you get in there and you open it up, it's going to feel like a lot of training. But this DVD arrives in a FedEx package that's like stuck in your door, then you might even miss it walking past it. That doesn't feel like a lot. Alternatively, you look at a Dan Kennedy information product and you have that same 12 hours worth of content split up across maybe 12 DVDs, maybe 16, maybe 18 DVDs, maybe more. Right? And so there's a bunch of different DVDs that are arriving, all playable in the DVD player, so the compression isn't there, right? But it's all these different DVDs arriving, and then maybe there's bonus content that's added that's separate discs, and then maybe there's a transcript, a notebook, a workbook that comes with it, and there's all of this other stuff that's thrown in the box so that when that box arrives on your doorstep, it lands with a thud. Sorry, I probably messed up my mic there. It lands with a thud, right? And the whole purpose of taking all that content that could be much more efficiently packaged, it could all be packaged on one disk and compressed videos with like printable PDFs, etc. So it's all delivered efficiently for a lower shipping charge, etc. The whole purpose of putting all that stuff in like separate packaging is to give your offer thud factor. It's to make it feel as big as possible. It's to make it feel as exciting as possible. It's to give you that Christmas morning effect of, oh my goodness, look at all this stuff that I get. And you want to like tear in and figure out what it all is, right? And that is giving the customer an additional positive feeling on top of every other positive feeling that they should be getting from the offer, from whatever is being delivered. So that's what Thud Factor is finding ways to make it so that when your customer purchases your product, that they, when they like get in there and start experiencing it, it feels like they are getting a ton of value. And, you know, whether you actually get a ton of value or not, having everything broken up like that does increase that feeling, right? And people respond to that. It makes the transaction stickier. When you have a guarantee, when you have a risk revert, when you have like a satisfaction guarantee, more people are satisfied and will keep the product they purchase if it has Thud Factor, right? So what does this look like with different types of products? With physical products, maybe it's obvious, like it arrives, there's a lot of things. Honestly, like the way that Apple does their packaging is kind of a different type of Thud Factor, because it is, again, it's just being conscious of the customer experience of opening it. If you have ever bought an Apple product, an iPhone, an iPad, MacBook or something like that, you know that their packaging is immaculate, that their packaging is part of the product experience, down to the point that like if you buy an Apple product, you probably keep the box just because it's like, oh, not because you're a hoarder, but because it's like, oh, this whole box opening experience feels so special that I don't want to lose this, right? And so it's, how can you create that experience? We can call it Thud Factor, but there are other aspects to it, right? It's about creating that positive experience when the customer opens the product with your physical product, right? And that's what that looks like. That's what Thud Factor looks like. If it's a digital product, one of the things, like for my BTMS Insiders training library, it's kind of like for Netflix. Like you're just getting a login to a website and a bunch of digital content, so it can't have the same like physical Thud Factor. So how can you take the content, and when you log in, there's like lots of stuff there that you have access to, and it's like, wow, there's so much and so deep that I can go. And so for example, I actually spun out recently, I do these monthly insiders calls, and the ones that are most relevant to function as standalone training, and that I thought were actually great and appealing as standalone training, I made those into their own courses instead of keeping it in this archive that makes it hard to find of all of those. And I have another product that I was just looking at the other day that has a bunch of PDFs that could actually be one. And honestly, like it would have been just as good of content with just the one PDF, but it had all these PDFs that maybe range between 3 pages and 15 pages that together make up the product. So you're like scrolling and you can be like, oh, I want to get into that. And in a way, it makes all the content more accessible. And so with the digital products, how can you like take chunks and present them in a way where it feels like more, it feels like all of it's more accessible, it feels like all of it like jumps out more? And then you can even think of something like the customer experience of getting a new car. There's a reason that new cars have that new car smell, because it's about Thud Factor in a completely different way. It's about like, what does it feel like to get into that new car for the first time and drive it off the lot? And even when you're buying a used car from a good dealership, they'll do the same thing. They'll get it detailed. They'll have it all clean. They'll have it all nice for you. And they'll spray a little Osium in there, which gives it that new car smell. And so you'll have this new car smell as you drive it off the lot. And again, it's about the Thud Factor. It's about that customer experience of becoming a customer for the first time. You can also have intentional processes around service delivery, where you are doing things to make your customer experience feel the best that it can be. And so things like thank you cards or things like that, or you know, your intake process, all of that is about the new customer experience and maximizing the perceived value that they get, not just from the product or service, the problem solution equation, but from being a customer, maximizing the perceived value that they get from being a customer. So they feel good about being a customer above and beyond the actual product or service delivered, the actual offer. Now, this is really important, like, because anything that you do in the customer experience can be worked backwards and put in the marketing itself, in the offer. And the better your offer is, the easier it becomes to sell, and the more results you can generate, the more response you can generate. And it's worth paying attention to. In direct response, there's this thing called the 40-40-20 rule, and this goes back to like mail order marketing long before the internet, but it's still just as relevant today as ever before. The success of any offer is not just based on the copywriting and how it's presented. The success of any offer is based on three big factors. Number one is the audience. And the 40-40-20 rule says the audience actually makes up 40% of your success. So if you're able to reach like the ideal audience for your offer that has the problem that you're able to solve, that's 40% of your success. So the list you go to, the audience you target on whatever ad platforms, whatever it is, right? The audience is 40% of your success. The offer itself, including the thud factor, the customer experience, how do you make the offer itself look exciting and feel exciting to the customer? That offer itself is 40% of your success in a direct response offer. So we're up to 80% of your success being defined before you even write a word of copy, before you even start to create your marketing. 40% is the audience, 40% is the offer, and the last 20% in the 40-40-20 rule is the creative, the copywriting, the marketing that you put out, the messaging that you put out, how you present that offer to make it appealing to the audience. And so, you know, it's worth paying attention to the audience and it's worth paying attention to the offer. And, you know, in the context of this thud factor, how can we make the offer as exciting as possible so that when people actually get in there and they get it, they're excited about it, right? How can we make that as exciting as possible? And it's worth paying attention to your offers. Speaking of, as of this week, I have just published the core content of my irresistible offers training inside BTMS Insiders. So you log in and there's well over 140 hours of marketing and copywriting content that's already available. It's instant streaming access like Netflix, but for copywriting and marketing training. And most recently, I've added my irresistible offers training, which covers the principles, strategy, and thinking behind creating irresistible offers, the framework and process for designing offers, including a worksheet that you can go through. It's the 6P offers framework. And then how to write and present offers in any media, in addition to the bonus content that's being added to the course kind of as we speak here, right? So all of this content is inside Irresistible Offers, and you get in there and, you know, I think that it's exciting. I love it. You get in there and you see all the other training that you have available to for one low monthly fee as part of BTMS Insiders. I'll include a link in the description to the Irresistible Offers page if you'd like to learn more. And consider, as you are building your offers, how can you give it thud factor? How can you make it feel like a big thing that the prospect is getting? Even if it's digital, so it's non-tangible, how can you make it feel like a big experience, like a big positive experience? Like I'm getting in there and wow, like I'm being wowed as a customer. And that's what thud factor really is doing. That's what thud factor is achieving for you with your offers. So check out the links in the description to that. I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Let me know in the comments below, how valuable did you find this lesson, this episode, and why? What are your action items? What are your takeaways? How might you use this as you are designing your next irresistible offer? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people just like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, sign up for my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content. And you know, all these links are in the description. Once again, I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here, and I will catch you soon with your next big breakthrough. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.